Good morning. It is 9:08 here on the Mighty 690, and we have joining us here in studio a couple of students from Holy Name Catholic School. We have two sixth graders. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
We're excited to be here.
Well, I know there is some news surrounding Holy Name Catholic School this year, and very sadly, after 109 years of Catholic education, I know the school will be closing its doors at the end of the school year. So what has that all been like for all of you?
It's really sad. Holy Name has been around for such a long time, and so many families have gone there for generations. It feels strange knowing it's coming to a close.
Yeah, it's emotional for everyone, but we also feel proud to have been part of the school's history. We've made so many memories there.
So, do you understand why the school is closing?
Yes, the reason is the teacher shortage. It's happening in Kansas and really all across the country. Smaller schools especially are having a hard time finding enough teachers.
Even though it's sad, we know everybody worked really hard to keep the school going as long as possible.
As sixth graders getting ready for middle school, how are you feeling about that right now?
Well, we are sad Holy Name is closing. We're also excited for middle school and new opportunities.
And something really exciting is that the middle school is expanding to include sixth grade now. So our current fifth grade friends will be joining us next year too. That makes it feel a lot better.
Yeah, we'll still all be together.
Well, that does help a lot, I'm sure.
Definitely. We'll always be Holy Name Saints no matter where we go.
Well, it sounds like your school has been doing a lot of fun things to finish the year joyfully. Can you tell me a little bit about some of those?
Last week, we took an amazing trip to Wichita.
And what did you all do there?
First, we toured Capon Mountain Carmel High School. Then we got a really special private tour of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
That sounds incredible.
It really was, because the cathedral is currently under renovation, so tours normally aren't happening right now. But we were given special permission to visit.
One of the most meaningful parts was visiting the tomb of Venerable Father Emil Capon.
So for listeners who may not know, who was Father Capon?
He was a Catholic priest from Kansas who served soldiers during the Korean War. He was known for helping others and staying strong in his faith, even while he was a prisoner of war.
It was really inspiring to actually visit his tomb.
And I heard the trip didn't stop there.
Nope. After that, we had pizza for lunch, and then we went to the wildlife park.
That was so fun, because we got to feed animals and get really close to them.
And we even had a surprise visit from Father Scheibe, who used to be our pastor.
Well, that must have been nice to see him again.
It really was. Everybody was happy.
What are some of the other fun things happening before the school year ends?
Everybody got Sonic Shakes last week, which was awesome.
And later today, we're going roller skating at the rink.
Well, that sounds like a great way to celebrate the end of the year.
Definitely.
The younger grades have been doing fun things, too. The third and fourth graders went to Parsons to visit their pen pals.
And tomorrow, the kindergarten through second graders are going to the zoo in Independence.
They're also stopping at Twigs for gelato, so I think they're pretty excited about that.
Well, that is great. I've also heard some great STEM activities recently at the school.
Yes, it was really cool.
We had all kinds of STEM activities and even some fun art projects.
And we even got to fly drones around the gym.
That sounds pretty exciting.
It was. We also had this awesome tornado demonstration that everybody loved.
It was really educational seeing science come to life like that.
So as the final days of Holy Name Catholic School approach, what do you think you'll remember the most?
The friendships.
And the feeling of being like a family.
Holy Name is a place where people care about each other.
It's hard to believe that May 20th will be our last day as Holy Name students.
But we'll always be Holy Name Saints.
Well, I thank you both for coming in and sharing your memories with us. I know everyone here at the radio station has really enjoyed following along throughout the years that we've been doing this program. And we wish all the Holy Name students, teachers, and family the very best going forward.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you all. And again, best of luck here in your future. So we do have more coming up next. We have Open Line on the way here on the Mighty 690.